Yo, what's good, Gen Z? Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of truth serum, coming at you live and direct. Ever feel like life's just happening to you? Like you're stuck on some wild ride with no control over the steering wheel? We've all been there, fam. Scrolling through that endless feed of perfectly curated lives, comparing our messy realities to their highlight reels, it's enough to make your brain short-circuit. But listen up, because I'm here to drop a truth bomb bigger than the latest influencer collab. You have the power to choose. You got that right, choose. It's not some cheesy self-help mantra. It's your freaking reality. Every single day, you're faced with a million decisions, big and small. What to eat, what to post, who to hang with, heck, even whether or not to hit snooze for the fifth time, guilty as charged. And here's the kicker. Each choice shapes your reality. You're the architect of your own damn life. So let's break this down, shall we? Number 1. Ditch the victim mentality. Stop blaming external factors, your parents, that random dude who cut you off in traffic. Seriously, what's his deal? For everything that's going wrong. You're not a passive passenger on the life coaster, you're the freaking driver. Own your decisions, good or bad, and learn from them like a boss. Number 2. Define your values. What truly matters to you? Is it family, success, creativity, making a difference in the world? Figure that out. Write it down. Tattoo it on your soul. Okay, maybe not literally. Knowing what's important gives you direction and helps you make choices aligned with your purpose, not some random trend or influencer's BS. Number 3. Set goals. Not just vague, be happy kind of goals, but specific, actionable, measurable things. Want to start a business? Write a book? Master the art of the perfectly balanced avocado toast? Break it down into smaller steps? Create a plan? And crush those bad boys. Remember that meme with the sloth holding a tiny ladder? That's what you gotta do. Climb your way up, one step at a time. Number 4. Surround yourself with winners. I'm not talking about people who just brag about their expensive sneakers, though those are pretty dope. I mean people who inspire you, challenge you, push you to be better. You know that squad that always makes you laugh, pushes you out of your comfort zone, and celebrate your wins like they're their own? Those are the gems. Hold on tight. Number 5. Embrace the suck. There will be setbacks, failures, moments where you want to throw in the towel and binge-watch every season of your favorite show. That's okay. It's part of the journey. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. Gotta grind through those tough levels to unlock the epic loot. Now, let me paint you a picture. You're scrolling through Instagram, seeing everyone else living their best lives, jet-setting to exotic locations, posting blessed selfies. It can be tempting to compare yourself, feel inadequate, and drown your sorrows in pizza and Netflix. But here's the deal. Those curated feeds only show the highlight reel. They don't show the behind-the-scenes struggles, the late nights, the self-doubt, the tears. You choose how you react to that noise. You can either get sucked into the comparison game or use it as fuel to define your own path. Remember, their journey is not yours. Focus on building your empire, brick by brick, step by glorious step. So what's the takeaway? You are the master of your destiny. You have the power to choose your thoughts, your actions, your future. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Take control, own your choices, and build a life that is truly yours. Now, go out there and make some noise. Tag me in your victories. DM me your struggles. I'm here for it. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. This ain't just a podcast, fam. It's a movement. Let's break the mold, rewrite the rules, and create something epic together. Peace out.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.